Once upon a morning, there was a freshly brewed McCafe coffee. It was made with 100% Arabica beans, yet something was missing. Fear not, in the distance, a sausage McMuffin with egg rides toward the sunrise in quest for breakfast. The perfect pair met at McDonald's, and mornings were happy forever after. Right now, get a $1 small coffee and a $2 sausage McMuffin with egg from the $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Blog Talk Radio.
Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. Born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master. Ones that feel authentic instead of salesy. Strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining in. My name is Carol J. Dunlop. I'm your hostess with the mostest, also known as the Online Wow Strategist and Amazon number one international bestseller author for my book, Unmarket Your Business. I am so happy you're here. Yes, well, we've got a chill in Hotlanta. It's Chillylanta, I think, but it feels really good outside, you know? So, in this climate that we have going on, there's some craziness going out in the world, but I want to take your mind off of that for just a little bit of time and concentrate on building your business and fixing some things, because there is a lot to be fixed out in the world right now. So I want to say that the only way that you can fix it, if you're in the States right now, is make sure that you vote. Whoever you're voting for, make sure that you go vote. That is how you get your voice heard, get what you want to get done, and feel a peace of mind. So that's my little thing for that. But I'm glad that you're here, because we're talking about collaborations. You know, my business is built on collaboration, still being built on collaboration. I love collaborating with other entrepreneurs and small businesses, even big business owners, you know. And it helps me to get the word out about me. I'm seen as the expert, and you can't be too about when collaborations go wrong. We're going to talk about that today, because all of my collaborations have not been awesome and productive, or been productive for a while, then they weren't, I think, and you got to be ready for that, because in this, just as is with dealing with clients and vendors and supporters, there's going to be some things that don't really go your way, and you have to know how to deal with it. You can't be just like a deer stuck in the headlights. So I am sharing my experience with you, and I know that this will help you, because if I had somebody to tell me this stuff at the beginning, it would have helped me a lot, but I didn't. So So let's go through what are the benefits of collaboration. If you don't know what collaboration is, it's actually working with another business owner to get the end game, what you two are trying to do. Maybe you are an artist like me, but you don't do copywriting. So maybe you collaborate with a copywriter and y'all get a great program together. I've done that before. Or maybe you're a non-techie person and you collaborate or join forces with a techie person and you guys get some stuff together. Or it could be, y'all could say serve the same audience and just like don't double your efforts, but double your results because you work together. And what happens usually is that other person knows stuff that you don't know or knows how to do stuff a little better than you. So both of y'all actually get something great out of it. Isn't that awesome? I love that stuff. I love when that happens. So here's some benefits of collaborating, because I don't want to scare you off. I want you to collaborate. Number one, exposure to new audiences. Take a lesson from the hip-hop artists, the rap artists, the music industry itself, and look at how they collaborate. You know, if they've got an audience, they've been building their audience for a while, and they see somebody that they want to work with, they'll get a collaborative song or rap or whatever together. And what happens is that person is introduced to their audience, and they're introducing themselves to that person's audience. So one audience can be bigger than the other one. You could have equal sizes, but it doesn't matter. Once you find out, once you find new people or learn or let new people see you, then you've doubled your audience size. You've doubled the amount of people who know you, like you, trust you, and want to buy from you. Second thing is you don't know everything. So if you collaborate with people, they'll help you fill in the gaps of what you do not know. Get that? They'll help you fill in the gaps of what you do not know. So you don't have to know everything. You don't have to be the pioneer that goes out and cuts down the tree, builds a log cabin, you know, clears the land, you know, sets up the running water and all that stuff. You can be one part of that. Maybe you're just a tree cutter and you partner with someone who knows how to build a house, and then y'all partner with somebody else who knows how to install the running water. So just to have a vision on that. You don't know everything, and you don't have to partner with people who know the things that you don't. Again, you're building a great business, legacy, project, whatever it is. And I love to practice what I call one mind consciousness. That's when you're open, that's being open to the thoughts and the plans and everything that the group comes up with. Because two minds are really better than one. One mind, you know, you're fine. We all think we're the bomb.com, and we truly are. But sometimes we don't think about everything that can go into that. I was on a collaboration. If you're in my Facebook group, Unmarketed Business. If not, you need to join. So go to csicorporation.com/FB group and join, because this is our last, our number four, and our last thing about how to market event was zero stress. And Melissa Jakes joined me. She is an event planner extraordinaire. She's actually the Olivia Pope of events. Get that? But I don't know about planning events and stuff. I know marketing events, marketing just about anything, right? So we teamed up, and she's talking about the actual event, the nuts and bolts. We're talking about planning and, let's see, planning, the decor, the food and the drinks, and she's talking about each part of that, and then I'm bringing in, you know, the marketing piece. So that was great. My group is all about marketing, but and you know we're having events. I know you're having events. So you got to figure out how do you make a great event, an awesome event, one that you don't lose money on, that you actually make money on, and have and be able to call it a success. So that's what we're doing. The next one is, You are sharing. The next bit is you're sharing your audience. You're not being all stingy. No, don't come over and get my people. I don't want to share my people. Your people want to be shared. They want to know that they can depend on you to show them what they need to know. Like, for instance, I don't know if you guys know about this. It's called Lula.tv, and where you can actually broadcast on several different platforms at the same time. I think I said something about it a couple weeks ago. I haven't really used it a lot lately because I've been really covered up in client work, so I haven't had time to really do some marketing stuff, which I need to get back on. You know how that goes with marketing. But anyway, I shared that with my people, and they came back. One of them posted today that says, oh, it was so easy to set up, just like you said, and I was able to go live on several different platforms. Thank you so much for that. So that makes me look like thebomb.com to them, because we do something to them that can help them. So that's what you want to be to your audience. And if you get introduced to other people, you're sharing your knowledge to other audiences. And then you're sharing your audience with this other expert. And your people are going to look at you like, oh, thank you so much for doing that. I'm so glad you introduced me. So it's a, you know, it's a win-win for everyone. And then finally, number five, the benefit is you get known faster. So you're just broadcasting to your people, emailing your people, you know, whatever, one at a time. So when you get exposed to another audience, boom, you could just blow up. Keep doing that. So those are five benefits of collaborating. But now let's talk about what happens when this whole thing goes wrong. So I was telling you I have, you know, done some great collaborations, Write Books and Sell Now. We partnered for 3 years. The Lyft Conference, I've been partnering with them for 3 years. Of course, my best and most awesome collaboration, my husband in this business, Creative Services International, for 25 years. So, you know, I know a bit about collaborations. But like I said, what about when it goes wrong, it doesn't work, or you decide to move on? I know the decision is hard, but it's not impossible, and you have to be true to yourself. Because to tell you the truth, I've been in some collaborations that I knew right after we made the deal or right after we signed the paperwork or right after that first talk that, uh-oh, this is going to be a problem. Or I was able to see further down the line, this is not going to work. Or I saw eventually that this is not going to work for me anymore and I need to get out of it. So I came up with this list. I have 6 points for you to show you how you can actually figure out what you want to do next, because you may not even know. So the first thing you have to do is figure out why this isn't working. Is it you or is it them? Is it that you are more advanced than these people that you're with are, and you're putting in so much that you have nothing left for yourself? Or is it that you feel maybe inferior to what they're putting in? You don't feel like you're putting in enough, and maybe, you know, you feel like you're being carried. Nobody wants to feel like that. Or maybe you guys just don't get along. You know, maybe something's happening with the synergies within the group are not there. What you thought not going to work, what you thought the other person was going to do, they're not doing it, or they're doing too much. They're doing everything, and they're not allowing you to even be a part of something, or you feel like, you know, whatever it is, just figure out why. Why is this not working? There is a reason. Either it's you or it's in your head or it's them. So there's a real reason. There's maybe an imagined reason, but for some reason it's not working. The second thing you have to decide is, can this relationship or can this project be salvaged? So sometimes those are two different questions. Sometimes it's the same. Maybe the relationship can be salvaged if you get out of the project. Maybe the project can't be salvaged, but the relationship can, or maybe both of them are going in the trash. You know, you never know. I've had it work both ways. I've gotten out of a project that stayed in a relationship, you know, a friendship or a coldness or still helping each other type of thing. And I've had it where, you know, we just dissolved everything and nobody talked to anybody anymore. And it was like a thing. So you got to figure out what is it, you know, what is it like? What's happening here? Number three, once you decide why this thing isn't working and once you figure out why this isn't working, and then you answer your own question, can this be salvaged? And you also need to ask yourself, do you want this to be salvaged? Now, I had a relationship with a client. This wasn't a collaboration, but this was a relationship with a client where I was doing some work for them, and they thought that I should be doing A, thought that they should be B, and we never could really come together to figure out who should be doing what, and just some bad blood got in there. But we called a meeting, we talked about it, and we both left energized and looking toward the future, saying, oh, that was all it was? We just had to answer this question, we just had to do this, we can make this work. And we did. We made the project work, and it turned out really good, and I'm still in touch with them to this day. Now, that was not a collaborative thing, but it kind of was, you know, because you have to be on a collaborative level with your client in order to make things work. So call a meeting. Call a meeting. All of y'all need to meet. Whoever is involved in this thing, you all need to meet so that everybody, because I guarantee you, if you're feeling this way, whatever it is, if you're feeling overworked, underappreciated, you're feeling happy, but others are complaining, everybody is feeling something is not working. So it's just better to get it all together, get it out in the open, let everybody say whatever. If they need to cuss or they need to holler and yell and scream, no hitting. But come to an agreement of what's going on. A meeting will help, and you set some ground rules, because if you think if it's going to get heated or whatever, that, you know, there's a way to do it, and that is just to, you know, I can't talk right now, I need to walk away. So those are some suggestions. I've got three more points for you, and we'll get to those in just a second right after this message from our sponsor. Today's podcast is sponsored by the Closing Academy. Now that you've marketed your business, it's time to close the sale. The Academy teaches entrepreneurs how to ask for the sale. We believe that sales is a teachable skill. Download your free e-guide, Top 10 Selling Secrets for People That Hate to Sell, at www.theclosingacademy.com. That's www.theclosingacademy.com. Okay, we're back, and we're talking about when collaborations go wrong, and how to fix it. So I wanted to let you know really quickly that there's a collaboration going on tonight, and it has been going on for the last three nights. This is the final night, and it's how to market your event with zero stress, and it's absolutely free in my Facebook group. So if you go to csicorporation.com/FB group, you can join in tonight. You'll see Melissa Jakes, the Olivia Pope of events, and myself will be talking about some things about your event. And tonight we're talking about food and drinks. So she's going to spill the tea on food and drinks, and I'm going to talk about marketing your business. So let's get to your event, sorry, and the last three points. So we covered why it isn't working. Is it you or them? So you got to figure that out. Ask yourself that. Number two, ask yourself and, you know, answer it, not just ask, but answer, can this be salvaged? Do you want to salvage the project and the friendship or relationship with the people involved, just training, or do you want to salvage one or the other? So you have to know that going in. And then you need to hold a meeting and let all the great minds come together and decide what to do next. Then number four, you need to reach a conclusion. So your meeting, you've held the meeting, and you've, I don't know if y'all decided what to do, or you said, okay, we're going to think about it for a minute, but you need to reach a conclusion. Are you staying, or are you going, or do things need to change and you'll stay? Or is it, I don't care if things change, I'm leaving, I'm out of this? And will you lose anything by doing that? Like, have you put money into this, and now you're going to lose all the money that you put into it because the thing isn't going to keep going? Or will you? Can you stay in so you can recoup, or is it just too toxic or too whatever for you to stay in and get and continue on? And be honest with yourself. Sometimes it's just, you know, the thing is just worth it. Just cut the ties and leave, and, you know, agree that nobody is going to be talking bad about anybody. Sometimes people stick to it. Sometimes they don't. But you have to kind of decide that whole thing. It's not to tear down anybody's business. Just this piece did not work for you in this situation. So why go out there and badmouth others? Because most of the time, the industries are very, very small. Because we talk about niche marketing and being inside of a niche. I mean, there's not that many people that you can't that you're not going to see them again, work with them again, or be in a proximity with them that you're going to talk to them. So you got to figure out how you're going to go move forward on that. Okay, number five, and this is very important. You have to think about, what did you learn from this experience? And it can't be all bad. I'm pretty sure it's not. I'm almost positive it's not all bad, because in the beginning, when you wanted to work with this person, these people, this group, or this organization, you had high hopes, and something made you say yes, or made you go forward and propose it to them. So what is it that you learned out of this whole thing? Did you learn in the future that you will never get in a pick a number person group again and do this? Or did you learn that you will only do this type of work again with one person, two people, or an organization, or a company, or something like that? I hope you learned that you need an agreement. Everybody needs to have a come to Jesus meeting on what they're doing, and it all needs to be, you know, line to outline. You're doing this, I'm doing that, this other person's doing this, and we're going to come together with meetings and see what's what, who's who, you know, where things are, that type of thing. Maybe it was organization, maybe it was just personalities, because sometimes two or more strong personalities can't get along or can't work together. There has to be, you know, a strong personality, someone who's kind of like, you know, on the fence a little bit, and another person that's kind of low key, and that could make for a great collaboration. And sometimes it is all strong personalities, and maybe it's all, you know, all kind of meek people. Just, what did you learn? What did you learn to look for, to look out for? What did you learn to do, to not do? How to do it better, what to look for instead of? You can accomplish this by doing that. You can accomplish that by doing this, that type of thing. Write it down. You know, get a piece of paper and just kind of brain dump what you've learned. Because the number one thing you don't want to do is go into this again and have it end up again like this. I look at it like a marriage. You get into a marriage because you have high hopes, you love the person, you want it to work, and then for some reason it doesn't, and it ends up in divorce. And this is the time that you need to sit down and think about, what happened here? Why did it end up like this? Why did it not work? Because you probably will get married again. Most people who are married once do get married again a lot. Some don't, but most do. And you don't want to bring that same mess into a new relationship, a new marriage. So what is it on your part that happened that you can stop from happening in this next relationship or this next collaboration or project? And then finally, what's going to happen next time, or what about next time? Now, I've shared with you that I've been in and worked within many different collaborations, many different lengths of time, different responsibilities. You know, sometimes it was my thing, sometimes it was theirs. And even the ones that I went through that it worked out not the way that I wanted, I knew what to do the next time. And I'm not going to stop doing them. I'm always looking at collaborations. Like, I just finished the collaborations with a collaboration with Althea McIntyre. We're doing that Crush Out series. And she was fabulous to work with. I mean, totally fabulous. She was like the best partner you could work with. She was always on it. If she had questions, she came up and she said, "Carol, I have a question about this. Let's talk about this." And if we had a different direction we wanted to go, we talked through it. So she was really good. I really enjoyed working with her, and we're still friends right now. We're still colleagues, and we still help each other. So that was great. That was awesome. So are a number of the collaborations that I've done. I'm still doing business with them, and, you know, but to be honest, some people I'm not doing business with them anymore, or, you know, we'll see them and be cordial, but keep on rolling. So, I mean, that's the reality of how it is in life, how things go, you know, relationships and projects and people and collaborations, because it all boils down to the person, the personality, you know, how you are, how they are, and all that. But I am still looking forward to the next one, the next time, the next collaboration, because, like I said, it builds your business. It builds my business. It helps me get in front of new audiences. It helps people to look at me as the expert, because when they're introduced to me, it's by someone that they know, like, and trust. So I kind of get that rubbed off on me instantaneously. They're going to know, like, and trust me until I prove otherwise, and hopefully, you know, purchase my whatever I'm offering. So you just have to, you know, don't be scared of going into another project, another collaboration, because so much to gain. There's more to gain than there is to lose. And how you can do it without losing is, like I said, you look at what the project is, what are the expectations of all the people that are involved, and you come together and see, you know, what is each person's responsibility. You're going to do this, I'm going to do that type of thing, so that everybody knows where they are in this process. You have regular meetings so people can keep up with, yes, I did this, no, I didn't do that, can you help me with this? And you can kind of figure out who's on board and who's not on board, and then make some decisions. Because it may not be that, you know, you're one wanting to get out. Maybe you're wanting to get rid of a partner. Maybe you're like, this isn't for you, and if you don't shape up, you're going to have to leave. So that may be a thing, too. I've been on that side, too, where I had to get rid of someone or get them out of the project or whatever, because it just wasn't working. So you have to be open to these things. You have to realize that these things may happen, and you just have to know that it's a possibility. But I want your collaborations to work. I want things to go the right way. I want them to be successful and beneficial. That's why I'm telling you this. Of course, you're going to have the things that don't go quite the right way at the right time, you know, with the right people, whatever. Hey, that's this life. That's how it's going to go. But I don't want you to be scared and not go for it again, because a great collaboration is waiting for you. Your perfect partner is out there looking for you, and they all can make magic together. And I want you to know that, and I want that for you. So again, join me on my collaboration tonight, last evening. And by the way, when you join the Facebook group, Unmarket Your Business, all the trainings are all there. I leave them up. The videos are there for you to go through. The marketing, the 30-day marketing challenge, all that stuff is still there. So I want it to be a resource for you. So go ahead and join up right now, csicorporation.com/FB group. I want to see you inside and learn all about how to put this great event on and it be successful. Because I don't want you to put the event on and you're like, oh, my God, I wish I hadn't done this or whatever. So this is for you, and I want to help you with it. So I'm glad that you joined me today. That's all that I have for you. So I'm very glad that you took time out of your busy day to come and visit with me. And remember, go and vote. It's just a few days away, less than two weeks, I think. So the midterms are coming up. So whoever, if things aren't going the way you want and you don't like the way whatever is, then exercise your right to vote, and you can change it by voting. I also want to let you know today's podcast was sponsored by the Closing Academy. Now that you've marketed your business, it's now time to close the sale. The Closing Academy teaches entrepreneurs how to ask for the sale. We believe that sales is a teachable skill. Download your free e-guide, Top 10 Selling Secrets for People That Hate to Sell, at www.theclosingacademy.com. Again, thanks so much for joining in. Have a great rest of your day and an awesome weekend, and I will see you back here next week. And don't forget about tonight. Go sign up to the Facebook group. It's absolutely free, and you'll learn all about how to market your event with zero stress. Who doesn't want to know that? So thanks so much, everyone. See you next week. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.
Calling all podcasters, musicians, vloggers, and reporters, and everyone else who wants crystal clear recording that's super portable. The Shure Motive family of microphones makes studio quality audio that's as simple as plug and play. Many of the world's top podcasters rely on Shure, and with a Motive line of iOS and USB microphones, portability is now your friend. Imagine being able to get great audio quickly and easily from your phone, tablet, or computer. Simply visit shure.com/motive to start getting great audio for your content now. That's shure.com/motive.